This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government has brought next-generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the National Awardee Teachers in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation and GST has become even simpler now.
Media ke kuch saathi isko GST 2.0 ke roop mein keh rahe hain, lekin asal mein ye desh ke liye support aur growth ki double dose hai. Double dose yani ek taraf desh ke samanya parivar ki bachat aur dusri taraf desh ki arthavyavastha ko nayi majbooti. नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा होगा।
He added that middle class, near middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. The Prime Minister stated that without timely changes, India cannot get its rightful place in today's global situation. Mr. Modi said teachers are the foundation of a strong nation and an empowered society. He said their work goes far beyond classrooms. He said teachers shape character and kindle curiosity in the Yuva Shakti. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reforms, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, Chandrama Chatterjee, Secretary General, Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, said that Indian textile industry is happy with the rationalization of GST rates. She also highlighted its positive impact on the industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a joint telephone call with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. The leaders also welcomed progress in bilateral relations in key sectors such as trade, technology, investment, innovation, sustainability, defense, security and supply chain resilience. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA negotiations and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. India and Singapore have agreed to deepen defense technology cooperation in emerging areas such as quantum computing, AI, automation, and unmanned vessels. In a joint statement, both nations have decided to continue the cooperation in maritime security and submarine rescue as well as working closely within regional security architectures. The joint statement said India and Singapore will strengthen cooperation and maritime domain awareness between information fusion centers, including through international liaison officers. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both the nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, virtually inaugurated the JN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal BMCT Phase 2. Opposition India Alliance candidate for vice presidential elections, B. Sudarshan Reddy, yesterday held discussions with leaders of political parties at Patna to build a consensus over his name. Mr. Reddy met RJD President Lalu Prasad and leaders of Congress Vikashshil Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahni and left party leaders in his outreach campaign. Punjab is racing against rising water to control the damage already done by the worst floods the state is facing in the recent decades. The state is already on high alert. The columns of Indian Army, Air Force, BSF, NDRF and NGOs are doing their best to strengthen the bonds and help those affected in evacuating and giving them eatables and other necessary things. Many relief camps are operational to look after the people coming in to stay. State government has released a sum of 71 crore rupees to deal with the situation. Centre has also assured full help to the state in this hour of crisis. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at Rajgir International Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.